As the new school year approaches, the Waterloo Region District School Board is preparing for some students to again learn remotely. Whether remote learning is here to stay long term or not is another question. The Waterloo Region District School Board follows the guidance of the Ministry of Education, WRDSB Communications Officer Estefania Brandenstein said. We are required to offer remote learning as part of the COVID-19 Learning Recovery Fund. Brandenstein says the board has seen a decline in the number of students and families who have expressed interest in remote learning, a signal that many are ready to return to a more normal school year. She also reiterated that the decision on the future of remote learning past this academic year is not made by WRDSB, but is guided by the ministry. A plan to catch up was released on the Government of Ontario website, highlighted by the return of full in-person learning. Over the last 2 years, students, families, teachers and education workers have shown remarkable resilience as they've responded to pandemic disruptions, Education Minister Stephen Lecce said in his message from the minister. As we look ahead to the 2022-23 school year, it's never been more important that we have a plan supported by resources and programs so that students continue to learn new skills, develop, and succeed in the jobs of the future. Our plan starts with a return to in-person learning, on time, and with all the experiences students need and deserve, like sports, clubs and field trips. Nothing is more important. The plan also mentions increased tutoring supports, more funding to build new schools and supports for student mental health. The ministry says they've taken steps over the last 2 years to increase student safety and learning. According to the website, they've invested over $665 million on ventilation improvements and installed 100,000 standalone HEPA filter units and other ventilation devices across the province. The Waterloo Region District School Board currently has 26 ventilation projects in progress or planned across 23 schools. In total, $12.2 million has been committed to ventilation funding for the 2022-23 school year in the region. While a return to in-person learning is the goal of the government, the plan states that it respects a parent's choice as to how a child learns this year. Overall, the plan remained non-committal on the future of remote learning options. We recognize the importance of supporting parent choice, and so we are enabling the option of remote learning in the coming school year for those that feel it is the right decision for their family, recognizing the government's focus is on the return to in-person learning, the plan states. To read the full plan to catch up, visit ontario.ca.